As you believe, so you will live. As you live, so you will be judged. As you are judged, so you will be placed. As you are placed, so you will remain. Welcome to Selah with Pastor Wayne A. Lewis as we meditate and reflect on the Word of God to inspire you in your own life. Here's Pastor Wayne A. Lewis with today's message.
Have you ever just read the Bible and started shaking your head and just saying, you know, how could you? Why would you? And then as you continue reading, you come across the truth that the Holy Spirit reveals to you, and then you say, I understand. For me, it was like this. I was like, Jonah, 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 what's up with you? But listen to his words in Jonah chapter 2, verse 8. Those who regard worthless idols forsake their own mercy. Hi, I'm Reverend Wayne Anthony Lewis from the Word Incorporated Church, where eyes are forever open and hearts are forever changed. Today, this day, we're going to be meditating on Jonah chapter 2, verse 8, a simple verse, and my main man, Jonah. I mean, sometimes we come across passages of scriptures where we wonder, you know, why God tolerates us, why God would use us. And Jonah's no different. Here was a prophet by name, prophet by profession, that God gave him a clear instruction. He said, I want you to do something for me, Jonah. I want you to go to Nineveh and spread the word. There are people out there who need to know about me. And Jonah went up and did a 180, and he went the other way. First, Jonah was a happy-go-lucky person, just enjoying the status of the prophet in Israel. But then God turns his call into something that challenges him. I liken myself to Jonah because I see a lot of Jonahs in the body of Christ. Now listen to me. Has God told you to do something and you felt that he was wrong? Has God asked you in his word to forgive? Has God asked you in his word to turn your other cheek? Has God asked you in his word to do something so challenging that you felt that this could not be God? This must be some misunderstanding. This must be the wrong translation. Where is my King James version of the Bible? I need to get back to the authentic word because there's no way God would ask me to do something like this. Jonah had that same experience, church. And he turned his back on God. And for those of you that are not familiar with the account, I need you to go to the book of Jonah. It's a small book, only four chapters, but it's full of so much truth. Jonah turns and he runs away. And because of that, he takes a rebellious voyage and a storm hits. Jonah turns himself in and throws himself into the sea. God rescues him from the waves, and a new situation takes place as Jonah is now stuck in the belly of a fish. And as he's in the fish, you see, I don't want to hit you too much theology or speak to you about what theologians believe, but some theologians believe that when Jonah was inside the belly of the fish, he actually died and went to Sheol. He was in hell, and from hell he cried out to God. From the belly of the deep, he cried out to God, and God showed him mercy and grace. But whether or not he was in hell or just inside the belly of the fish, when he got into that icky, sticky situation, his eyes were open, and he realized, what was I doing? It was at this point where I said, Jonah, 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 your arms are too short to box with God. Jonah, 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 you cannot fight God and win. His ways are not our ways. And I find that we have a tendency of doing that. We forget that he's omnipotent and omniscient and omnipresent. We forget that he is God all by himself. And when he asks us, or better yet, when he commands us to do something, it's always for a higher purpose. But Jonah, like you and like I, we walk away. We think we know better. So I did some research, and I wanted to understand, because I wanted to understand, what was it about Nineveh that made this prophet of God reject God? What was it about this city? And I was amazed to find out that Nineveh was a wicked city, church, wicked nation. These were people that were associated, a part of the Assyrian nation, who were masters assassins. In fact, they were so cruel that history tells us that if there was a rumor that the Assyrians were coming to invade your city, kings didn't say, get the armies together. People packed up their donkeys, they packed up their cats and bats, they packed up everything, and they just ran, because they knew that when the Assyrians came, it was heads off of everyone. Nothing was spared. Children weren't spared. Women weren't spared. The elderly wasn't spared. They killed everything. They were a ruthless nation. So in my Holy Ghost sanctified mind, I began to think about perhaps Jonah knew some of the victims of the Assyrians. Perhaps Jonah had unforgiveness in his heart. Perhaps he knew something that you and I sometimes take for granted, that God deals with people in three. He deals with us in mercy, grace, and judgment. Mercy is listen. Mercy is when we do not get what we deserve. Grace is when we get, when we receive something we don't deserve. Thank you. But justice is when we get what we deserve. And Jonah did not want God to show this nation of heathens, this nation of unsaved people. Jonah did not want God to show Nineveh both grace and mercy. And he ran. So let's go back to the word just a little bit. Let's just go back to it and just think about it. Verse 8. And those who regard worthless idols forsake their own mercy. What is an idol? An idol, loosely defined, is anything that robs intimacy from you and God. In fact, an idol is closer to God than you. Did you know that? Because an idol stands in between you and your relationship with your Father. So by proximity, it's closer to God than you are. And Jonah said, when he was in the midst of Sheol, when he was in the belly of that great sea creature, he cried out and he said, those who regard worthless idols forsake their own mercy. What idols do you have in your life today? What thing is so important that you would say to God, God, I have to deal with this first, before I do what you are asking me to do, before I do what your word tells me to do? You are at a very dangerous place in life. Jonah says it. You forsake your own mercy. And did you know that's all God wanted to show Nineveh? He wanted to show them mercy. The same mercy that you and I are experiencing. Did you know that you who are listening to my voice right now are the recipients of God's mercy? And so am I, the one who is speaking. The fact that we are alive today is a testament that God has showed us his grace and mercy. We don't deserve it, but he's given it to us anyway. Well, let me tell you what happens next, because it's just powerful of how the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob works. So here you are, after 3 days, the creature vomits Jonah out on the seashore of Nineveh. And the Bible said he goes out and he proclaims something like, in 40 days and Nineveh will be destroyed. And he goes out, and you can imagine this man with vomit all over him, just literally coming out from the belly of hell, preaching with everything inside of him, because he knew now, God just saved me. God just heard my prayer. I'm saved. I was a sinner in hell's grip, and God released me from that. Can you imagine that passion of how he preached and he proclaimed? The Bible says it got to the king's ear. The king heard that there was this mad, crazy Jewish prophet proclaiming that Nineveh is on God's clock and it's ticking, 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 ticking. And the king said something, and I know this to be true. He said, no one's going to eat. No animals are going to eat. But we're going to seek God and repent. Good news, isn't it? The Bible says over 120,000 people repented. Over 120,000 people. You would be hard-pressed to find in Scripture someone that had a more successful ministry than Jonah. In fact, no one had a greater ministry. Nowhere in the Bible was 120,000 people impacted just because he became obedient to what God had to say. Why am I telling you this? Why am I bringing you to this place where you're thinking about Jonah? And how do you tie that scripture again? So let me hit you one more time with the word. Jonah chapter 2, verse 8. Those who regard worthless idols forsake their own mercy. What idol do you have in your life right now? And can you honestly afford to forsake your own mercy? I say to you, no, you cannot. Neither can I. God is asking us to get up, to get out, and to do something extraordinary for him. He's asking us to say la on his word. He wants to speak to you. He wants to refine you once again. He wants you to bring you to that place. Listen, where your eyes are forever open and your heart is forever changed.